finished at 461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Christian teaching and talk. This is 91.7 FM, The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here each and every day on Let's Face the Issues. The purpose of the broadcast each and every day is to not entertain, but to inform our listeners of current events through the prism of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's important, I believe, for Christians to recognize that what is happening in the world and in our city, in our states, and in the United States is not something just arbitrary and capricious. I believe as we view what is happening on a global basis through the prism of Thus Saith the Word of God, we can better understand what God has done, is doing, and shall do in the world in which we're living in. May I say to you, it's necessary for us to know the truth, and it's found in the truth book. According to John 8:31-32, as Jesus speaks to his disciples, he says, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." John 17:17, the Bible says, "Thy word is truth." And so, ladies and gentlemen, we'll never go wrong and depending on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. We're going to talk about a very important subject today, a very important issue, an issue that I believe has hit all of the news media, the socialist, Marxist, communist media, as well as the standard broadcast media, and that is the subject that I'm calling today, Holy War, the Pope versus the President. Holy War. The Pope versus the President. After we've had not an elongated, but a monologue that's in depth enough to set the stage of where we're going, we'll open our telephone lines and invite you to call in. And let me remind you, lest I forget it, and oftentimes I do, that number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I'm going to ask your opinion. Should the Pope become involved in American politics? Should the Pope take a global international stand in chiding, condemning, and correcting and confronting the President of the United States based on foreign affairs? Should an organization, a religious organization, that's one of the largest NGOs, non-government organization in the world, that's receiving billions of dollars of tax money to fund, to take care of, protect the illegal invaders as they come in, and as a result of the borders being closed, as a result of the Trump policy, that, how would you say, that billion-dollar faucet has been particularly cut off. So should the Pope become involved in the self-ingratiation of himself in relationship to the funding of the popery? I'm just asking a few questions. Love to hear from you today. Was anything wrong with the Pope's position? Is there a bias to the Pope that happens to be an American-born socialist, Marxist, communist, Democrat that's now the Pope? Should he be the one confronting our president? Should even Catholics listen to what the Pope says in relationship to that? Is there a political bias to what the Pope is now saying? What motivated him to say what was said? Did Trump cause it? Or did the Pope start it? Who threw the first punch? The Pope did. And you remember, our president says, if you hit him, he's going to hit back. But he's going to hit back a little harder. That's what we see taking place. And so I want us to understand the circumstances, the situation, what it connotes, what is right and what is wrong about it. And let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, it goes back to the truth book. When we look at truth, yet there are a lot of people today, even some that may be listening, that you reject truth. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, further a society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it. We find that to be factually true today. And yet we find multitudes, especially the younger generation, that rejects truth. In fact, one headline that's kind of scary, if you please. Most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. In fact, 55% of the millennials in America today say that each person determines their own version of truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, listen now, ladies and gentlemen, carefully. Jan Hus, 15th century theologian and church reformer. Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. Some of the things I'll say today on this broadcast is truth, yet there'll be some that get a little riled up and puffy around the shoulders, around the neck, if you will, in relationship to what's being said. Now, I want to hear from you today. If you have a dialogue and a discussion that's in opposition to what I'm saying, that's fine. We're just not going to tolerate any ugliness in relationship to it. But I'd openly invite you to call, speak the truth, and let us understand what you believe and why you believe it. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of the homeowner brand like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, how do I find that? It's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. On the campus of Tools for Time, there's an identifier, a benchmark. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows Old Glory, the U.S. flag. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, it is quite ugly, quite concerning, and a disconcerting factor for me to see what we're witnessing with the Pope's interjecting of his, his liberal, progressive, woke philosophy about the world. You didn't find the Pope jumping in and saying anything about the Biden administration when you had the Biden administration through the Merrick Garland DOJ going out and arresting Catholics, having some of the Catholic charities being prosecuted and investigated. You didn't find the Pope jumping into any of that fray or any of the consternation about what the Joe Biden was doing. May I say there is a bias. And may I put the Pope in a position that some may disagree with? The Pope is a human being. And when the Pope is supposed to be the vicar of God, that is that when this Pope speaks, it's God speaking through his lips, is an absolute demonic lie. Did you hear what I said? No such thing biblically. It doesn't exist biblically. When I stand in the pulpit and preach, I'm reading and speaking, expounding and explaining what God has said in print called the Bible. But yet, under the view of Roman Catholicism today, with about 1.4 billion, I think is the latest number globally, that are professing Roman Catholics, they believe that what the Pope said they need to do, bow, bend, and simply kiss his ring and lick his boots and do what he said. That's simply unbiblical. if I could expound for the balance of the broadcast simply on Roman theology, Roman Catholic theology and what it's saying, and then ask the question, is that what the Bible says? For the most part, you'd have to say no. Ladies and gentlemen, in today's world, it is so easy to do good and be condemned for the good. President Donald Trump has taken a stand that presidents for 50 years have failed to do. For the past 50 years, or right at 50 years, president after president after president has said that something is wrong in Iran, we need to do something about it, we need to stop their nuclear ambitions, and yet nothing has been done. Under President Barack Hussein Obama, several billion dollars, cash and airplane pallets, wood pallets with strapped down billions of dollars worth of cash sent to Iran to appease. And yet we were told, no problem, they're not going to develop a nuclear weapon. And in fact, out of the Iranians' mouths, out of the mullahs of Iran, and the attempt through the Trump administration to negotiate some kind of peace, they refused to give up the nuclear weapons. They refused to give up the funding of terrorism on a global basis. And Donald Trump says, no more, enough is enough. We're going to put a stop to it because America and all other nations are at risk from the global terrorism and from the nuclear ambitions of the Iranians. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we need to see the truth, understand what is taking place. Listen, it's the Iranians that's been supplying the weaponry for the Houthis and for the those in Hezbollah and those for Hamas, etc., etc., that's been trying to destroy the Jewish people, the Jewish nation, and spreading terrorism around the globe. Listen, it's supplied the wicked, evil, bad for the Marxist media with what is being said now. It is an attempt to undermine the President of the United States of America. The Socialist Party Democrats now are chiding, complaining, challenging, condemning President Trump for going to war against Iran and the bastion of hate that the enemy has for the Jewish people and for all of America. Yes, the world has witnessed the work of Iran as it's been the banker, the financier, for funding of terrorism around the globe. Yet when we witness the dismantling of the Iranian machine, the Iranian war machine, and the terrorist regime, there are those who want to do nothing to protect America. In fact, you can watch all of the socialist, Marxist, communist, Democrats when they speak. They're undermining the war in Iran. Not that they have a rationale that it is wrong, but simply it's because if we win the battle, it makes President Trump look good, and the Trump derangement syndrome is so embedded into the Democratic Marxist Party that they are not willing to recognize what he is doing is needful. In recent days, the world has witnessed now another chider, complainer, confronter, stepping up to the national platform and condemning President Trump. The Roman Catholic Pope publicly chided, publicly condemned, publicly challenged the American President, Donald J. Trump. Since when? I'm going to ask a couple of questions. Set the stage a little further, then open our telephone lines. Since when did we witnessed in history, listen to me carefully, since when have we witnessed in history an American-born pope that's willing to stand up and confront America? Iran has been chiding death to America, death to the Jews, death to Israel. Israel is the big Satan, America is the little Satan, America is the big Satan. Wouldn't the Pope stand up and say that's the wrong approach, that it ought not to be any nation coming up and making those statements and attempting to destroy America and destroy the Jews? Ladies and gentlemen, the Pope made a blazing statement when the Pope said, I have no fear speaking against Trump. What does that tell you? What is the purpose? What is the motive that he's saying? He made a statement, lay down the sword and have peace. Ladies and gentlemen, listen. President Trump has gone to every possible effort with mega tax dollars spent to try to negotiate some kind of settlement with Iran. Even in the midst of it, having a a lull in the battle for a few days to try to negotiate, and they still refuse to do so. They're refusing to give up the nuclear weapons. Have you heard the Pope say anything about what happens when a nuclear weapon goes off? He's saying that he's concerned about the children. He's concerned about women and their harm and danger because of what President Trump is doing. He said nothing. The Pope, said nothing about the danger if a nuclear weapon is in the hands of the Iranian Islamic jihadist and what it would do to the neighboring nations in the Middle East, what it would do to the globe if we're released on a some kind of missile, ballistic missile that would carry it to the western shores in some fashion. Nothing's been said about that, but oh, he's willing to jump up and down and say something is wrong in relationship to what Trump is doing. I'm going to read you one brief article, and then we're going to open our telephone lines. Catholic Church declares war on Trump. The White House and the Vatican are embroiled in a holy war. First, let's address the infamous meme of President Trump wearing a robe and appearing to heal someone. And he goes on to talk about it. The original meme was posted by Nick Adams in February, and there was a message attached about how President Trump was healing the nation. At no point did President Trump suggest that he was Jesus. The president was asked about the controversy by the reporters. Quote, We don't like a pope that's going to say that it's okay to have a nuclear weapon. We don't want a pope that says crime is okay in our cities. We don't like it. I'm not a big fan of Pope Leo. He is a very liberal person. He is a man that doesn't believe in stopping crime. President Trump deleted the post from Truth Social. Quote, I viewed that picture as being a doctor in fixing. You had a red cross right there. You had, you know, medical people surrounding me, Trump said. And I was like the doctor, you know, as a little fun playing the doctor and making people better. So that's what was viewed. That was the intent. And that's what I wanted people to see. Meanwhile, Pope Leo, this is coming from Todd Starnes now. Pope Leo, the woke and his anger band of cardinals using the media to attack President Trump's policies on everything from Iran to the border. It's important. Listen, this is important for us to understand. Starnes says, it is important to understand context. The Vatican threw the first punches, not President Trump. Over the weekend, 60 Minutes featured three cardinals who were definitely in the pro-illegal alien camp. Last week, listen, this is the key, ladies and gentlemen. Last week, David Axelrod, Obama's former senior advisor and a longtime Democrat strategist, met with Pope Leo. Days later, Pope Leo begins publicly attacking President Trump. And on Sunday, three cardinals appeared on 60 Minutes to rebuke the president's immigration policies. I don't believe this is coincidental. The Pope has weaponized the Catholic Church to advance an agenda that promotes open borders and illegal immigration. They have also chosen sides in the Iranian war. Pope Leo, the woke, has been blasting President Trump's policies since 2025. And when President Trump finally pushed back, the Pope now is playing the victim card. Further in this article, I will not shy away from the announcing the message of the gospel, the Pope said. I am inviting all people to look for ways to building bridges and peace and reconciliation, of looking for ways to avoid war at any time that it is possible. And he goes on and on and on. Trump says, Pope Leo is soft on crime. He's also very liberal. This is nothing more than a coordinated attack on the President of the United States by the Vatican, and quite frankly, it is both distasteful, uncharitable, and unchristian, end quote. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I could go further. We've set the stage. Love to hear from you. And we have quite a few articles that I want to throw in the hopper as we go further into the broadcast today to validate my position that I'm adamantly opposed to the Pope. I'm adamantly opposed to what he's saying. I'm adamantly opposed to his jumping into and inserting himself into the domestic and foreign policies of the United States of America. True, he was born in Chicago. That should tell you something. That should tell you something. And secondly, just because he's an American-born Pope, that's the first one in the history of the world, by the way. By the way, just another little parenthetical footnote. the popery system didn't begin until late in the 3rd, early the 4th century. There's no such thing. Another little parenthetical footnote. Peter was not the first pope. Regardless of what the Pope says, regardless of what the Roman Catholic Church says, that's an absolute demonic deception, trying to make what they're doing in their political process, trying to make it look biblical, and it's not biblical at all. In fact, the Bible is very clear to call no man father, and yet it is the Father Pope that is being honored and worshipped and bowed to on a global basis today. I think it's time we as Christians, conservatives, and patriots call it like it is. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. I believe Jim is on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood. How are you this fine day?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing well. For 47 years, I've watched the theocracy within Iran. I can vividly recall the capture of the embassy and the 52 personnel, the 440-plus days, the failed rescue mission by Carter, Reagan saying that there would be a state of war existing between Iran and the United States if they weren't released by the 19th of January, January of 1980, which they were when he came in office. The 1983 bombing of the Marines barracks in Beirut, the 83 bombing of the embassy in Lebanon, which is in Beirut. The Lockerbie incident, also the World Trade Center, the first bombing there, multiple other terrorist acts that were perpetrated by the theocracy within Iran that is controlled by a faction called the Sunnis, which believe in the 12th-ism, or the Mahdi, being returned by chaos. I distinctly recall in the 90s their prime minister, Ahmadinejad.
Jim, if I could jump in for a moment, it's the Shiites. The Sunnis are their neighbors around.
Oh, that's all right. The Shia, excuse me.
Go ahead.
Thank you for the correction there. But he said if they possessed a nuclear weapon back in the 80s, that they would use it to bring about the return of the Mahdi. This theocratic regime, through all of my life that I've watched, now I was a young man when this happened with Carter, but I still recall it all. And all of the things they've done have been towards the destruction of the great and the little Satan there. This particular regime has no goodwill towards any Western civilization. I also think that the Pope, according to Roman Catholicism and the Apostolic Church that they claim their basis is from, is to release catechisms based on interpretations of the Holy Scriptures there. When this man injects personal opinions on a state actor, but yet ignores other state actors, and I'm talking about, I never heard this man utter a word in regards to the 30,000 plus people that were protesting in Iran being slaughtered by their government. I never heard this man ever once say anything about the women in Iran. And I'll give you a good example. I can give you a good example of two. One had acid thrown on her. You should see the picture before and after. She was a very attractive young woman. Now half of her face is gone. The other one, they publicly executed. They just publicly executed a wrestler who was an Olympian. He's never issued any statements. The only thing that I've heard him say about Islam is that they should be able to cohabitate, and his push to make them understood whenever Islam's goal, especially in the 12 isms and the ones that are working towards the Mahdi, is to bring about chaos, to bring this being out of a well in the ground so he can issue forward and dominate the world with their version of peace. It's completely, I look at what he says and I look at what the Bible says and they do not match. Now, this image that Trump released, I'm going to be honest. My opinion is I think he did it to troll the Pope. and that he was trolling the Pope on the level of, well, look, you've got your garbage. You're the vicar of Christ there. Oh, how do you, you know, I'm going to be the vicar of Christ for the Protestants. Or I don't know what his thoughts were. It was probably a little bit overboard and a little bit in bad taste. But, you know, that's Trump. I didn't vote for a pastor. I voted for a leader.
Jim, you're exactly right. When it comes to the meme, let me just go back and type loose ends on the meme. It had the illusion that it was Jesus bending over the bed of the sick person, and Jesus was about to heal him. That was the image. That was the vision. That was the sight that we saw, especially as Christians, our central biblicist in America. We saw that image. President Trump does not have the same inside, if you please, inside of the scripture as we have. He saw himself, and because of having the Religious Liberties Commission around him and what others have said in relationship to biblical truth, he saw himself as being that healer, that helper, that one that is wanting to help. Now, apparently he got AI to draw that. I don't know. But he recognized himself because he said it was just kind of a meme, a thing, a light point that he was making of what he wanted to do in helping America and what he was doing in healing. He went ahead and took it down because it did have that image in the hearts and the minds of Christians. But here's the point. Here's a Catholic Pope that now has confronted an American president openly and globally. In fact, in his speeches, he has chided Trump openly and publicly and globally. He's invited every nation leader to challenge Trump and come against Trump and disagree with Trump and undermine Trump. And you must ask the question, why? And here's the whole problem. Most are not aware of it. Let me touch on it and get your take. Since the late 60s, and then it simply sped up in the early 2000s, where there's a document, contract, compact agreement between Islam and Roman Catholicism. Let me read you some of the points in that. It affirms respect. This is the Roman Catholic Church out of the Popery's office. It affirms respect for Muslims who worship one God, praises Muslims' devotion and prayer, praises the Muslims in their fasting and their charity. Two, rejects any persecution or discrimination based on any religion. Common Declaration of the Pope, First Modern Papal Muslim Summit, affirms belief in one God and shared moral values with Islam, emphasizes the cooperation of peace and justice and human rights, prompted increase in Catholic engagement with Muslims and Muslim scholars. Catholics emphasize shared love for God and the neighbor as a common ground for embracing Islam. And here's one of the major points that we need to see. Starting with Pope Francis, there's been a prioritization of cooperation with humanitarian aid for refugees coming into America. Here's the point. The Roman Catholic Church is the largest recipient, as a non-governmental organization, an NGO, the largest recipient of taxpayer dollars to fund, to feed, to house, to clothe, and to protect the illegal invaders coming in. Trump is the one that's cut that valve off, not shutting the money off, but shutting off that parade of people that the Roman Catholic Church has been feeding off of like a beast at a trough of the taxpayer dollars. There's the point that I want our listeners to understand, Jim. I believe that is the focus of this Pope, that he is against Trump because it has hurt the NGO trough of billions of dollars coming in from taxpayers. What say you?
Oh, I would agree with that 100%. As far as Islam and Catholics extending their hands to each other, they better look behind the Islam's back there, because he's extending the right in friendship, but behind his back is the left holding a dagger waiting on him. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's terrible, and you're right. Money is a motivator.
Absolutely. Jim, brother, our time is up. Thank you so much for your call. God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're going to take the top of the hour news break. We'll come right back. We're talking about a holy war, the Pope versus the President. Who's won, in your opinion? Not that we're looking at winners and losers, but should the Pope have that authority? Should it be viewed and embraced by the Christians, conservatives, and patriots in America? Should we take a stand and say, get out of the president's business in the United States of America's foreign policy and domestic policy? Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back, right after the news.
From First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu. WTRJ-FM, Orange Park.